welcome to Head Start in English. Today we're going to be looking at tone questions. Tone questions are another type of RUAE question that people find incredibly difficult. As I've mentioned before, when you're asked to talk about language, tone is one of the things you can talk about, but very few people would pick it because it's quite difficult to do. So that's what we're going to look at today. We're going to look at what tone is and how you answer those questions. So what is tone? Tone is basically how something is said. It's not what is said, it's how it's said. Now, it's easy to pick up on tone when you're speaking to somebody. Obviously, you can hear it in their tone of voice. You could perhaps see it in their facial expression, or you could read it in their body language. But when it comes to writing, it's a wee bit harder to do, isn't it? Well, how do people create tone then when they're writing? What they do is they use language. That's word choice. That's imagery. These things are all used specifically to create a tone. So the basic technique when answering tone questions, it is very basic, it's quite simple, is first of all, you identify the tone. So you say the writer uses a sarcastic tone, the writer uses a whatever tone. Then what you do is you treat it like a language question. You link back to whatever the tone question is and you explain how the writer uses word choice or imagery or sentence structure to create that tone. And that's basically it. Okay, so you identify the tone and then you analyse the language that creates the tone and you link it back to the question. Again, like with sentence structure, there are loads of tones mentioned in the textbooks and materials that you'll have done this year. But I reckon there's about 6 tones that you need to know and the rest are kind of unnecessary. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to go through the 6 tones that writers use. And as we do each one, we'll think about how these tones are created and why they're used. Okay, so the most commonly used tone is one that I'm very often accused of using. It's sarcasm. Now, sarcasm can also be called an ironic tone. It kind of means the same thing. Sarcasm is when you say the opposite of what you mean because you want to make fun of something because you think it's rubbish. Now, sarcasm, to create a sarcastic tone, all you do there is you use words that you don't really mean to mock something. Or perhaps you use inverted commas around a word to distance yourself from an opinion to show that you don't agree with it and you are therefore creating a sarcastic tone. So I think sarcasm is the easiest one to spot. The second tone is one that people find difficult to spell and it's called contemptuous. Now people get mixed up between the word content and contempt. Content, that's spelled C-O-N-T-E-N-T. When you're content with your life, it means you're quite happy with things. But when you feel contempt, that's C-O-N-T-E-M-P-T, when you feel contempt, you hate something, right? You think something is awful. So a contemptuous tone is basically when a writer uses unpleasant words to describe something to show their hatred for it and show how much they like something. So all you've got to do is find unpleasant words like vermin and scum. That creates a contemptuous tone. Okay, third, we have a dismissive tone. Dismissive. Now, dismissive is when you basically think something is a bit rubbish and you want to show disapproval of something. So to create a dismissive tone, all you do is use scathing words, critical words, words that are criticising something to show that you don't agree with something and you think it's a bit rubbish. Okay, and that's all you need to do is identify the fact the writer's using a dismissive tone and then you pick out scathing word choice that they use to show that they hate something. So that's the first 3 so far. We've got sarcasm, contemptuous and dismissive. Right, next up we have persuasive, a persuasive tone. Now, to create a persuasive tone, a writer will usually use repetition. If you use repetition, then you are doing so because you want to persuade the reader that what you're saying is true. You might also use engaging techniques, like using the word you or using the word we. By engaging the reader, you're trying to persuade them that what you're saying is true. So a persuasive tone is another one to look out for. The next one we have, and it's a very difficult one to spell, and it's quite a difficult one to say as well. It's called an authoritative tone, to show that you're an authority on a particular subject. Now, I'm going to spell that very slowly for you if you want to write this down. It's A-U-T-H-O-R-I-T-A-T-I-V-E. That's authoritative. Now, what you do to create an authoritative tone is you would use statistics and figures. You would perhaps use technical language about a subject. By using stats and by using technical language, you are demonstrating your sound knowledge on a subject and that you are therefore an authority on it. So, an authoritative tone. The last one, quite a simple one to finish with, is enthusiastic. An enthusiastic tone. Now, I've said to some of you before, there's a fancier word for enthusiastic that you might want to use, and that is effusive. Effusive. Now, that's spelt E-F-F-U-S-I-V-E. Effusive. And it's when a writer is enthusiastic about something. So what you'll tend to find, to create an enthusiastic tone, a writer will use positive words. They'll use praising words. They'll use superlatives, words that are really, really positive. So that's quite an easy one to spot. When a writer's being overly praising about something, they're trying to create an effusive tone. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with a couple of examples here. These are things that I made up. These are little passages that I made up to do for tone questions. And I'm going to read you out the passage bit, and I'm then going to read you out the tone analysis that goes with it. Okay, so I'm going to do a couple of these just to give you some examples, because I know I've said it's easy, but I've not actually shown you how technically to write out a tone answer. So I'm going to do that now very quickly. So here's my first one. It's about Twitter. Here's a little bit of passage that I wrote myself. There are millions of people active on Twitter. The word active has speech marks around it, by the way. There are millions of people active on Twitter. This has led to attention spans being decimated across the globe. The genius who invented the app must be so proud of his technological offspring. And the question I've asked there is, how does the writer's tone convey his attitude towards Twitter? Now, you can probably hear it in my tone of voice there. I was actually talking sarcastically. But here's my answer that I've written out. The writer uses a sarcastic tone when describing Twitter users. He puts speech marks around the word active to imply that people who spend all day online are anything but active. This shows his disapproval of how Twitter has made couch potatoes out of millions of users. He also uses the word genius sarcastically to show that he thinks the person who created Twitter is actually rather stupid, as they never considered the long-term consequences of developing such a platform. This tone therefore conveys the writer's general disapproval towards Twitter, as he is clearly mocking those who use it as well as those responsible for its inception. Okay. Second one. This is a wee passage that I wrote about people leaving plastic on beaches. So here's the passage. People who leave plastic on our beaches are vermin. Simple as that. They have decided that their own pleasure is more important than the well-being of our planet. Such inconsiderate behaviour is hard to fathom. And the question says, how does the writer use tone to convey his attitude towards those who drop litter? And I've said, the writer uses a contemptuous tone here. The word vermin has powerful connotations of a harmful creature that may carry a disease. This suggests that the writer sees such people to be problematic for the rest of society due to the potential damage they are inflicting on the planet. The word inconsiderate has connotations of selfishness. This conveys the writer's belief that these people care only about themselves and not the world they inhabit. The contemptuous tone is effective as it perfectly demonstrates the writer's anger towards those who care little for the environment. So there you go, that's it. You basically just have to identify what the tone is, and then analyze how the language creates that tone, and also think about why the tone has been used, okay? Making sure that you answer the question. So that's it. That's tone. It's not as bad as everybody thinks. What I would say is try to avoid using basic words when you're doing this. Like, never say the writer uses a positive tone or a negative tone. If you think it's positive, put enthusiastic or effusive. If you think it's negative, you would put contemptuous or sarcastic, depending which one is the most appropriate. But never just say positive or negative or happy and sad. Try and avoid simple words like that, because you'll probably not get the marks for it in the exam. Okay? Anyway, hopefully that was helpful. I'll be back again soon with another one of these. Take it easy. That was very badly said, wasn't it? Ciao.